Morning, it's good to have you guys here. I almost want to say, fortunately, the school holiday is almost over. I can't wait to send my kids back to school again. It's been a long month. I haven't even been home all the time. But yes, the school holiday is almost finished. And as you saw on the announcements, there's quite a nice and busy term ahead for us. There's a lot of things that's going to happen. We've got about almost 4 mission teams from South Africa, different Shofar churches that is coming to visit us. There will be a session with the Creation Ministry International guys that will be here 1 week. There will be the regional conference. We'll have 2 other visiting pastors. There's really a lot happening, and I really want to encourage you guys to write down the dates. I think the slide said save the date, please. Work it into your planning. It's not for me that we organize these things. It's really for the church to be equipped and to take part of what is happening. Now, if you've been in church for the past 2 weeks and you haven't seen me, it's probably because we've been on missions. It's been really a wonderful time. I almost want to say 3 groups or 1 group left from us here in Windhoek. We were 6 people, and then from Swakopmund, our church there, 7 people, and in Karlan Isak from Rundu. By the way, it's the first people I've married, so they're very blessed. It was really nice to see them again. And yes, we were a group, went to the Caprivi, to the Kavango, and to Zambia on missions, and it was such a blessing. And this morning, I really want to, whatever the time is left, we're going to dedicate it to missions. This is the first and the biggest mission trip that we have gone onto over the past 10 years for the, let's say, in the history of our region. It was really a wonderful blessing. There were so many things that happened, and I can testify this morning, we didn't even got 1 puncture. It was such a blessing, and just to see how God provided for us, how He was with us all the time. We literally, one of the ladies almost stepped on a snake. There were so many things that happened, but no one got hurt, no one really got sick. And one of the amazing things that I can just say is that the unity we had in the team, it's something that we felt early in the year when we fasted already. Remember, those of you who were part of it in January, remember we got a lot about unity. And then secondly, being there in Zimba, almost 2,000 kilometers away in Zambia, just to see what God is doing in that local church, just to see the blessing there, how we really came back, and I'll give some time for people here this morning to testify, just to see that God is doing the same work there. We can see the same kingdom principles at work, and I can just testify this morning, and I want to thank you guys. Many of you sowed in various ways. Thank you for everyone that was praying. Thank you for whether, in whatever way you were giving, there was a lot of people from the 2 churches that contributed. I just heard on the second day how our budget, let's say per head, per day, came off with people along the road that blessed us with meals, etc. It was just such a blessing to see God provide for us. And I think the thing that stand out for me or stood out for me, and I see Herta there with a big smile because I know she was one of the people that really got blessed, was just to see that principle at work about it's more blessed to give than to receive. We really went out. I think we sold about 150 Bibles. We gave books and many other ways. We went to serve. We went to give. But just to see how the team came back, and that last Saturday evening when we had our affirmation session where we just blessed people about how we saw them on the team and their characters and to encourage, I just see how much the team got blessed. You know, by giving, we received so much more. And that is the beauty. That is one of the probably the strongest things that came back. Yes, people, just for those of you who don't know, the church doesn't pay for missions. Every person paid for him or herself. You know, everyone had to put in leave. So it does take some time. It does take a sacrifice. I think we were 4 people married with kids where we left our wives in charge. And it was such a blessing just to be able to get out of our comfort zone in a sense and just being on missions. I almost want to go and say it was having church 24/7 for 9 days, but that's the way it should be. And that was probably the last words I encouraged people with when we started to end off on the missions, was that it's not something that happened just on that 9 days. It must be something that continues. It must be something that be part of our lives. You know, we mustn't be the switch on Sunday Christian, switch off Monday lawyer or whatever job you do, whatever you do in life, you know. So this morning, I really want to, there's two clips that I'm going to show you, and coincidentally, it's falling together with our show for Christian Church. The movement is 21 years old, so we also have got a video clip from our headquarters that I will show you this morning, just to celebrate also what God has been doing in the past 21 years through us as a movement. So first of all, I'm going to ask Reinald there at the back to switch off the lights. We've got two clips that I want you to look at, and it's really to share the heart for you guys to see what did we do, what did we experience. So Johan is going to show it, and I want you just to have a look, and then you will also see if Reinald got a little bit older, you will see it's because on the one clip, you'll see the roads in Zambia, especially the one part, were really not for beginners. If I think my definition of potholes has been changed now. I think I know now what potholes really is. So have a look with us, and it was such a blessing. You know, when we went there, we got a program before the time when we were still in Namibia, and then, you know, we saw what we would do on different days, and Pastor Westmore never asked us to preach on the first Sunday. So yes, we were prepared, but no, we weren't. And then that Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, he said to us, no, you will go to 4 different churches, and then we will be preaching there. And we said, okay, we're ready. Of course we are, you know. And I went to I think who went with me, Arta was putting up a hand, and we were about 4 or 5, and we went to the main local church in Zimbabwe, which is really a small town, lots of trucks driving through there, a town that's really growing now. And Pastor Westmore, they really have a heart for the rural people. There's a lot of people, you know, the church is small, but the surroundings are quite big, many much similar than the Caprivi or Kuvungu regions in Namibia. And I just remember, and it was something so special to me, something that probably stand out like a milestone or a memorial in my own spiritual life. You know, we went there, and obviously, I think our group even had a little bit more time to prepare just before church. And I remember walking in there and just hearing all these people singing and dancing and clapping hands. And I know we're going to have now church for about 3 or 4 hours because they do it a bit different than us in that sense. But you know what was amazing, you know, and if you were here in church, you probably, none of you here, my wife isn't here, I think she probably saw a cry or a tear or two in my eyes maybe over the years, but none of you have, you know. And that morning, I walked in there, and within the first minute, you know, I just like felt like breaking. Like, but I'm not talking like Susan Afrikaans, like pick a tranky. I'm talking about, and you know, the Lord's presence were just so overwhelming there. It was so beautiful just to experience that, and I felt so overwhelmed. I think that's the best word I can use. And I was like, oh Lord, if I, what do you want me to do this morning? And I also feel, in a sense, similar like today. Sometimes the Lord just wants us to enjoy what He gives us, not to figure it out or whatever, but just stand in His presence and enjoy that. You know, when we go to the book of Revelation, we'll see a lot about how we will worship God one day. And I just felt in awe that morning. And I remember telling the team that evening about what happened. And 2 days later, now those of you know Pastor Yaku, he's a big guy. And I told him about it, and he's like, no, that's great, you know, and everything. 2 days later, we were there for a leaders' meeting. Within the first minute, he came to me, and he was crying. And then I thought, like, oh, yeah, see, the Lord touches you as well. But that was something very special, you know, and just to see that God isn't someone else in that country. It's the same God. Worship, you know, in a sense, we could just so quickly get in sync. Even though the worship songs were different, there's something similar in the spirit. And that was precious. So I want us now, there's another clip that I want you guys to look at. So Johan, you can just play that. Amen. That was such a blessing. And I think it's impossible to, in a morning like this, try and tell what we have seen, what we've experienced. It was so beautiful. And this morning I also want to give, ask Prisca and Liesl. Liesl has been doing quite a lot of sharing. But I want you also to come forward. And I just want you guys to hear their hearts, their testimonies. Because part of the whole thing is what happened in our lives. So Prisca, if you can first come, I'm not going to do all the sharing today. I really want you to do the sharing and just to hear what the ladies also experienced.
Well, I think Pastor Carol is so right. Like the message just gets more and more. In African service, I shared something of missions, and I think right now I feel I should share something else again. So it's going to be a whole year of sharing about the first mission that we really went to and so on. What was just so amazing is just the fact that as we went to Zimba, this small district, just like Pastor Carol said, that is not so big, but a lot of movement and a lot of people with a lot of villages around there and so on. And one thing I just sat down and I just remembered, there was a time when we went to this one house, or was it at the church, in one of the villages, where they just said, wow, did you guys come all the way 2,000 kilometers just to come and see us, just to come and serve us? The fact that they were so amazed that we could just pack up everything, leave our lives behind and just go and serve God. But we were more blessed than what they thought they were being blessed with. We're so blessed beyond measure, I can't explain, and so on. And just the other thing, where everywhere where we went, I think just like it has been said, we kept on praying about unity before we go, unity in the team. Because like the Bible says, that how will people know that I have sent you? By the love that you have for one another. And it was really testified that, I can't remember, one of the deacons said it, or one of the people that we met there in Zimba said that, wow, the way you guys love each other, and we can't take the glory for it, but we can give God the glory, the honor, and the praise of just how he united the team, how he brought us together, how we could sit around the fire and say, Lizel, I love you. I love you like a sister from another mother, as we're joking and so on, or Herta, I love you. And just the way that God breaks boundaries, the way God breaks cultures, and just looking back at the pictures where I sat down then and I wanted to cry, where God just gave us favor because of why? Because we were united in the spirit, and everywhere we went, it was like one message that was being preached. People, like Pastor Carol said, we went to four different churches, four different groups. Some of us went to the far villages, some went to the Zimba church, but as we came back in the evening, we shared what we were experiencing, that everybody had carried one message with them. And it's not like we planned and said, this is what we're going to say, but by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, really, that we stepped out in faith and allowed God to use us. And in some of the pictures that you saw there, that we also stopped at my village, where God just gave us an open door because of the unity that we had, that we could go and pray for the chief of the village, that we could just go and bless, that we could just go to the council of Zimba. It has been declared as the new Zimba district, that we could just go there and just pray over the leadership, really, and just speak a blessing over them. And we were more blessed, to be honest. And the fact where God just moved in our hearts, where the fact that we could go into different homes, like Lizel said, listen to the different stories, but at the same time, allow the Holy Spirit to leave a message on your heart for the person that you're ministering to. I remember there was a time that we had small group in one of the homes. Pastor Carol will stop me as soon as I go beyond 5 minutes. There was a home that we're ministering to, and there was this lady, and we just felt that we should just start sharing. And we told the men, go out. This is just the ladies talking now. And when we came back to pray, Richard, the guy that was with us on the missions, he wasn't part of the conversation, but he came to pray exactly the same conversation that we're having with this lady. And to God be the glory, to God be the honor. And just the fact, like I shared personally for myself, I've been saved for quite a couple of years now, but many times you don't realize that sometimes you don't have your own identity. Sometimes you take up other people's identity. But I can come before God and say, in one mission, he gave me my true identity in Christ. So to God be the glory. Thank you.
Thank you, Lizel. Yeah, we all had to overcome different things on this mission trip. For some people, it was sharing or preaching publicly or stuff. I had a thing with the traditional food. Mtete is that green stuff. I had to really pray in tongues just to be able. I don't even eat spinach at home, and obviously don't want to be rude somewhere else. So it was really challenging. We all had to overcome things. So there's many different testimonies, but let's not go into that, into my testimonies now.
Yes, mission was really amazing. As Priska shared and everybody just shared, and you share the videos, it really sums up what we've done. We went there to bless the people and, you know, talk to them and to help them. And when we got there, they blessed us. And it was so amazing just to see the same spirit everywhere. And God was just so faithful everywhere that we went. You know, they had a word for us, we had a word for them, and it was exactly the same. And so it was really nice to just see that they are so full of the Lord, and they are so on fire, and some of them have really nothing, you know. And like that one guy, he said, you know, now I have chickens, and I have cattle, and now people come to me. And that's the story we heard quite a lot, you know. People said they got saved, and they had nothing, not even like the clothes on their backs. And now they have like a shop, and people come to buy their shops. And now they have a farm, and now they have this, and now they have this. And it's amazing just how the God provided for those people, his children. And you could really see it in their lives. And they say that they will never go back because look what God have done for me. Everybody who goes, people will say, look what have God done for me. Look around you. This is God. And that was so amazing, the testimonies they shared with us. They really have this amazing testimonies and where they come from, where they're now, and how the Lord saved them. And it was also very nice just in the team to hear testimonies. And people in the team, we start talking a lot of road time. So we start asking people, so what is your testimony? What is your testimony? Or what is your testimony in this kind of your life? And everybody just shared. And it was so amazing just to hear everybody's stories and how they come to the Lord and how amazing the Lord is. And like even Pastor Jakob from Swakopmund, he shared his testimony, how he became a pastor. And it was just so amazing because it's not normal conversations you usually have. So I must say, it was a blessing to hear other people's blessings, to hear the team's testimonies, and just to realize how good God is and how amazing He is, and that He touches everybody's lives in different ways. But it's always good. It's always with a blessing. So I must say, if we weren't on missions, I think I would have missed out on a lot of good stories and a lot of testimonies and a lot of blessings. And I just want to say that Priska, I also love you. Yeah, so if you have the opportunity to go, please go. It's really amazing. And just to be part of a team is such a blessing. And I must say that the team really grew close, and we really enjoyed each other. And I think that's what Carl said, like we had church for 9 days. But I think that's how our life should be, because it's just so amazing. And the family was just amazing. Yeah.
I think the last thing I want to add from my side is that in a local church we had on the second last day, we had a meeting with the leaders there, and it was me and Reinald and Yaku and about 25 of Pastor Westmore's people. And you know, I made a little joke right just now because of, you know, how we felt the Lord's presence there the second time as well. And what both ladies have shared now, it's many times getting out of a comfort zone. Many times I don't say miracles don't happen at home. They do, definitely. But they tend to happen more often when you go out of your comfort zone. And just for me, I remember we stood there and I saw Yaku really being touched by the Lord. And, you know, he came to me and he said, just like Carl, I really feel we must wash these people's feet. I'm like, then we do it, you know. And then they brought a basin and water, and me and Yaku were washing, and we were praying over them, and Reinald were drying off the feet. And you know, that was something where I know God wanted to do something with me. You know, he worked through me by blessing them, but he also changed something in my life. You know, and I remember just like almost like old married people, one or two times when me and Yaku were there on our knees washing the people's feet, we just looked at each other and there was a glance. And that was like 1,000 words where we just exchanged something about something happening there that you can't fake, that you can't fabricate, that you can't just, you know what, you know, I don't even have words properly to describe it. But it was something of a circumcision in our own hearts, something that God just said, because I'll be honest with you, that is something that has never happened in my life with me, and in the natural probably it wouldn't, you know. But there God had an appointment, there was opportunity. And it was so blessed, you know. I haven't washed many people's feet in my life, so, but that was something special, you know. It was a thing of serving, and it's something we just felt instantly. And I saw also the effect that it had on the people who we blessed in that way. But I knew it was a God thing, you know, and it was such a beauty. So I'm going to end off this morning. We're part of the Pentecostal charismatic type of church, so when we see words like this morning or the Lord moving, the last thing we want to do is tell the Holy Spirit we don't have time. So if we go over time like this, I hope you're all fine with that. I'm more than okay with that. We never want to stop and say, Lord, not now, we don't have time. But the last thing I just want to share, and I'm going to do it by ending off, is that we as a shofar, as a movement, we are 21 years old, and I just want to show a video clip to you guys also, just about the timeline, what has been happening. And we should all know that if you sit here this morning and you're a member of our church, then you must remember, then you're also part of the shofar vision. You know, that in terms of our church here, we are also like one of the, I'm not sure what the English is, a speak in the view. You know, we're part of the system in that sense. And it was such a blessing to see, you know, what God has been doing through our church movement, and then to go to a place like Zimba and just to see, listen here, guys, we are just part of the universal church. We're part of the bigger plan of God, okay? But this is just to celebrate what God has been doing through us as a movement as well. So it's really about just giving glory to God for what He's been doing through us. And I really want to encourage you, I am a big fan of the part where Paul is writing about the body. You know, where he really says that, listen, all of you are important. All of the hand, the foot, everything must work together. And I just want to say for us as a local church as well, you know, it's not, no one is more important than anyone else. If you are working at an info table, playing in the worship team, they're behind the laptop for the tech team, it's when everyone does their part that things work together. You know, and then we can say we're part of a bigger vision in terms of a church group, in part of the universal church, where God has really given us as the church a mandate to go to the nation, to reach people. And that's why we are standing still this morning and just giving people the opportunity to testify, or sharing the clips about, and next week there will be more people that will be testifying, just to say how blessed it is to go out. I mean, I was always so afraid to talk in front of people, but you know, they're even talking through a translator that is more challenging in a certain way. You know, just to see God will use you. You just need to put up your hand. Amen. Father, we want to thank you this morning, Lord, for church, Lord, for worship, Lord, for everything we did here, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here, for giving us words, Lord God, for touching us, Lord God, for ministering us to us and leading us this morning, Lord. We give you all the glory, Lord. And Father, this morning, every Sunday morning, it's yours. Every day of our life is yours, Lord God, where we can just bow our knees and step back and stand back and say, Lord, let your kingdom come and let your will be done, Lord. Father, we thank you that we could go on missions these past 2 weeks, Lord, and that we returned safely, Lord, that we didn't even lose one tire, that we went over the borders safely and came back safely, and that you also protected our loved ones at home, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord God, that I know something in the Spirit has shifted, Lord, that something is open, that the ground is broken for us to go out, Lord. And I pray that when we go in August, when we go back to Renew, Lord God, as a team, Lord God, that yes, Lord, that every time, Lord, we will just come back about testimonies, about the people you love so much, Lord God. We know you say in your word, you didn't come to condemn, Lord, but really that people should be saved through you. It was such a blessing, Lord, to just put up our hands as a team and say yes, Lord, for whatever you wanted us to do, Lord. And I thank you for every divine appointment, for every person we could minister to, Lord, or feet that we could wash, Lord. We thank you for the salvations we have seen, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that all of us here as a church, Lord, that we will be on missions 24/7, Lord God, that church will be a non-stopping event in our lives, Lord God, that we won't be people that switches on and off, Lord God, but that we will be switched on all the time to listen to your frequency of the Holy Spirit speaking into our lives, Lord. And thank you that when we say yes and we put up our hands, Lord, that you do use us. I trust and pray this morning, Lord, that you will just take us from glory to glory, Lord. And I pray for the family in this house, Lord God, for the unity, that it will be guarded and protected in each and every one of us. Thank you for what you have done here, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll have a wonderful Sunday. Be blessed. If there's anything still on your heart, I will remain here if you need some prayer or something. Otherwise, have a wonderful Sunday, and we'll see you next time, next week, same time, same place. Amen.